Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Votes still streaming in. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Redskins survivor on a Wednesday because they played on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets voted off the island? I went Jonathan Allen because of his injury. Who gets immunity? You went Jordan Reed, didn't you?
No, I did not go Jordan Reed. DJ Swearinger. It's his time to go off.
Immunity.
Oh, immunity, Trent Williams. Trent Williams.
Playing through Zach Brown immunity.
Playing through all the injuries.
You took Swearinger off the island.
Yeah, Swearinger's out.
Go to Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. I told you I wanted to come to somebody's rescue.
Who needs to be defended, buddy?
Just a guy who gets a lot of heat, unnecessarily so. Joe Buck. Joe Buck is panned universally as a play-by-play guy. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he is an artist, he's a wordsmith, that he on the radio would be great, or that he's one of the best in the game. Not saying any of those things. You know what he is? Just a professional, smooth, good quality broadcaster. NFL games, I don't think he's as good as MLB games. He's good on football. He's very good on baseball. World Series last night, him and John Smoltz, that's a good booth. That was a smooth,
Smoltz's good,
tidy, yeah. 2-hour, 28-minute broadcast. He says everything that needs to be said. He doesn't say a lot of extra words. He describes things pretty well. He lets the game do a lot of the talking. He's a pro. But Joe Buck, you can't hear his name without somebody around you going, oh, that guy's the worst. Why? It's like, you see this with politicians sometimes. Someone will tell you how terrible someone is, and you go, what do you hate so much about them? And they don't really have a lot of intel, or they just say, well, they're the worst, man. Okay, what don't you like about Joe Buck? What bothers you so much about him? There's not a lot of fodder. There's not a lot of powder in that cannonball, I don't think.
So the reason I don't love Joe Buck, and by the way, he gets beat up absurdly. To
so
the point
much.
That he's got a good sense of humor about it, by the way, where he even jokes on his Twitter account, I believe, like, yeah, I definitely am biased against your team. That's what everybody thinks. And that's dumb. That's grow up, please. Adults are talking. I do get the feeling when I listen to him that, sorry you're above all this, but some of us are excited. Sorry that you're better than this entire process, and this is something that you just are doing out of the goodness of your heart. And there's a very smug air to him.
You don't think he gets excited during the game?
The thing that brought him the most excitement in his history was Randy Moss rubbing his buttocks against the goalposts. That's the thing that got him most worked up.
That's a despicable act to yell.
Yeah, so like
that's a moment 13 years ago, and it still gets brought up all the time.
But it's not that I don't care about the moment. I care
about
that's the last time he showed excitement. And he's actually, I think, tried to work on that and raise his tone when something amazing is happening. Where it's like he could have been reading a phone book when he's like, Manning escapes, and he throws it up to David Tyree. What a catch. It'll be Giants ball at the 30-yard line. One of the five greatest plays in Super Bowl history.
I don't see that. I see a guy. Now, he does not have any Gus Johnson in him. But Gus Johnson is not for everybody, by the way.
I understand that.
Gus Johnson is overboard and excessive, and it's hyperbole, and it's too much, and it's over the top. I happen to love Gus Johnson.
I
love that. But I would say half of people do not. They're wondering, what is this guy yelling about
with
the Jaguars playing the Rams in week 3?
I understand you got to be who you are. And I guess what I'm saying is the reason I don't love Joe Buck, nobody's sitting here telling you that he stinks, because that's wrong, because he's very good at what he does.
But do you agree that a lot of people say that?
Of course they do, and they're wrong. It's because they're children. They're like, he doesn't like my team. He's biased against the Cowboys.
That's what it is?
Yeah, that's because people are stupid. But to me, you don't have to jump up and down like an idiot, because like there are various types of stand-up comics. Like, there's me. I sweat a lot and jump around on stage, and I'm not really that clever. There are dudes like Mike Kaplan or Todd Barry or Louis C.K. who can just stand there and deliver their jokes and are amazing. I realize I just compared myself to
legends. What about Sebastian Maniscalco?
He's in between.
With a baby in the back. With a baby in the seat.
I don't know what that is, but he's amazing.
Yeah, the commercial.
Yeah, but you're doing something.
I'm talking about?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but
there's
I don't know what that was.
There's an Uber driver with the seat in the back with a baby in the seat. You haven't... It's been played 100 times on the station.
Let me try to be clear.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I know what you're referencing.
Yeah.
I just don't know what voice that was.
Guess what I did last night? After he was in with the Junkies or on the Junkies, I went back and I watched one of his sets.
Did you watch some?
He's very funny.
Dude, he's amazing.
He's really good.
He's got a bit about what happens now versus years ago when, like, company came over. It's perfect. It's exactly right. Like, goes, somebody ring the door, but look who's here. Come on, I was in the neighborhood. Now he goes, get down, get down. Turn the lights off. And, like, it's perfect.
With a car seat in the back. Maniscalco live with a baby in the car seat. See him this weekend. With a baby staring at you. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, yeah. But I don't know what voice that is.
Uber.
Okay. Thank you. Uber. Uber. It sounds exactly like him.
What you're doing does it.
Okay.
And I like you.
Yeah.
But you're crazy. So
you're crazy.
We're going off the rails a little bit. Joe Buck. So the point of Joe Buck. The point of Joe Buck is he gets beat up unnecessarily. You're 100% right about that. I'm just telling you why I don't love him. But you don't have to jump around like a crazy person or scream and yell. Mike Tirico's as smooth as they come. I'll take Tirico every time over Joe Buck.
I will, too. I think he's better, but I think Tirico's one of the best in the industry.
Me, too. That's we're talking about the elite here.
Yeah, I guess I wonder why Joe Buck gets so much heat. I'm watching the World Series last night, and all I could think was, he's just doing a very good broadcast.
He's just
for
good.
Me. And I'm seeing on Twitter all these things that people don't like about everything he's doing. Let's get the UMSO News Desk's update and final tally on Redskin Survivor. Someone's going home. Someone's getting immunity.
And it looks like this week, Jonathan Allen will be voted off the island.
Ooh, Jonathan Allen, say goodnight.
With a somewhat mixed reaction, but somehow still winning immunity, Jordan Reed will be immune next week.
Jordan Reed, two touchdowns, get you to the next round.
People were mad because he was left in to block and failed at that. I think that's why they wanted to vote him off.
Where are you at on the way out here? Because we got to step aside for Chad Dukes versus the World at 2 o'clock. On the idea I had yesterday where we bring listeners in to take passes from the jugs machine to see if they have better hands than Terrell Pryor.
I'm just so into it.
You're into
I'm
it?
I'm so into
for
it.
For prizes. We got to work that out for Friday.
We got to workshop it.
So tomorrow we'll workshop that, and then Friday we'll get people to come down to the station to catch passes.
Can you catch a pass?
And if you have better hands than Terrell Pryor, we'll give you a prize. We'll give you a prizer, something like that. Chad Dukes versus the World at 2 o'clock. You can download the all-new radio.com app and listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. You miss Cubs beat reporter Bruce Levine on Dave Martinez as a Nats managerial candidate. Tim Bontemps on the NBA, which is only 1 week old. Go to grantanddanny.com/audio.
For Grant, for Brennan, for Thom, I'm Danny. CDVDW is up next. It's Baseball Wednesday on Chad Dukes versus the World. Call up and ask him a baseball question anytime during the show. Baseball Dukes will answer it. Have a good one, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.